Like to speak to you this evening on the spirit of this age, which is rebellion. We're living in a time, a perilous time. We're living in a time when men are calling evil good and good evil. We're living in a time where there's turmoil and disruption everywhere. And the reason boils down to rebellious men. Today, we live in an age of rebellion. Rebellion against authority of any kind. And most of all, heaven's authority. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." This nation received the word of the Lord. New Testament churches, in the early days of this nation, had an influence on the system of government, the form of government that we've had and enjoyed. And yet, men want to do things and have things their way, and they're rebelling and resisting. They've taken God's word. They've tried to take him clear out of our society on every hand. That's sheer rebellion against God. Today, our age is an age of rebellion against authority, especially God's authority. Let's consider it here in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse number 1. It says, "Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. But Saul..." Verse 9, "But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and of the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, they destroyed utterly." And Samuel said in verse 22, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." And by the way, under the law, it says, "Suffer not a witch to live." "And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I've sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel." The people of this country, even God's people, as a nation, they have rebelled against God. This nation was made great by the grace of God. And because this nation at one time, the majority of the people in her believed in God, put their faith in Him. And the majority of churches in this state, back when this state first began, were Landmark Missionary Baptist Church, New Testament churches, scriptural and sound as this church here today. We descended from some of those churches. And yet, many have gone away refusing to obey God, thrown out His word. We've done it as a nation, and even the Lord's churches are doing it today. Rebellion against God. Nations or nationally, we have anarchists in this nation and every nation of the world. We have riots, demonstrations, supposedly, but they always result in a riot. Rebellion against authority. You know, the powers that be were ordained of God, and we're to obey them so we can live a quiet life and do the work of the Lord. This standing up and rebelling and rioting and taking part in that, it should not be for the Lord's people. The law broken down. The majority of this nation don't want, or maybe hopefully it's not the majority, but many in this nation don't want any law. They don't want the law obeyed. They don't want to submit. They were in rebellion. They want to go their way and have it their way. And you know what? Many of the Lord's people want to serve Him in their way. Our way in service to the Lord will wind up a disaster. It's got to be His way. Why is that? Because He owns us. He created us. We're His. His creation. And He suffered and paid the price so that we could be a part of His family, the family of God. That's what born again means. We have homes. Yet children, young people, rebelling against parental authority. Children want to do their own thing, want to have it their way, and they know better and they're smarter than their parents are. I got news for you. Experience beats teaching any day. Teaching is just to help you to experience, and experience is where you really learn. Look at Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14. It says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Spanking does not hurt the child. That's the devil's work through his individuals in this world that he uses and works through. That's the message he wants mankind to think and to hear. He wants our children to be in a place where he can use them against the Lord and not be used of the Lord in his work. We are not to be like Israel. Look at Isaiah 3, verses 8 through 13 says, for Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hid it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. In other words, they'll reap what they sow, as we will reap what we sow. The unsaved will reap what they sow. The leaders of the nations and the nations of the world will reap what they sow. We'll get nothing over on God. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. For the reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Are we living it today? The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. God established an order, and almost everything we're involved in today is out of that order. And that leads to our destruction sooner or later. And listen, it's coming sooner. I don't know how much, I quit watching the news here 3 years ago, and I started back here a month or two ago to keep up on this Iran situation. And I wish I hadn't have. Because, brother, communism, we've got cemeteries all over the world full of dead soldiers that fought to keep communism out of this nation. And now we have communists elected to office in our nation that are determined to take over and control the people of this nation. And if they control the people of this nation, they'll control God's people. They're in total rebellion against God to the point to where they're fighting against him and trying to destroy that which is his. We're living in that day when the Bible talks about they'll call evil good and good evil. Israel got into this. Verse 12, he says, for my people, children are their oppressors. Women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. Brother, we not only are the answer to the powers here on this earth, but we're going to answer that divine power, the power of God. God has a holy hatred of rebellion. Satan, Lucifer, rebelled against God. Look at Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15 says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will set also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Lucifer, rebelling against God. Angels rebelled against God. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be preserved or be reserved unto judgment. And then in Jude 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And I'd like to point out here, these are not the devil's fallen angels. These are not Lucifer's fallen angels. These are other angels. Angels that cohabited with womankind. Because those fallen angels of Lucifer's have already been judged. They're just awaiting their punishment. When Jesus cast the demons out and they cried out to him before he did and said, have you come to torment us before our time? already been judged. These angels are awaiting judgment. And by the way, in 1 Corinthians, we find that Paul told the church there that the bride, the faithful members of the Lord's church that are chosen as a bride, would judge these angels. Adam and Eve, God said, "Thou shalt surely die." Then Israel also, in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider." People of this nation, same situation. They don't know because they're willingly ignorant. They haven't considered because they've thrown away God's word and have no direction in their consideration. Just like Israel and God's people also doing the same thing because they've cast off the word of God. You say this country has taken the word out of every place that they can and tried to destroy it. The Lord's churches have fallen in with them, many of them. That's why they no longer exist. That's why they no longer are standing contending. That's why that they've separated. We need to know these things. We need to know the conditions. And we need to understand, as Israel went, so are the Lord's people going today. And we need to see what's going on around us. We need to resist it in the way that God has given us to resist it. And we need to contend for the faith. I just got a phone call just for coming in here tonight from down in Southern California. The church down there looking for a pastor. And I found out one of the oldest churches down there, where Brother E. E. Crawford used to pastor, gone out of existence, no longer. And he's the one who taught me and was an influence on me, studying and searching and digging out truths. Delinquency, rebellious children, rebellious sons. How serious is it with God? Look at Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 through 21. "If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." God takes rebellious seriously. He takes the rebellion of children seriously. There are serious consequences. Thank God we're not under the law today. And we'll not carry it as far as that, but there's still serious consequences that will come. Count on it. And listen, we don't have to accept this. We don't have to accept our children being this way. There's ways and means that it can be corrected. Rebellion. is resisting to do what the Word of God says to do. Did you get that? Rebellion is resisting what the Word of God tells us to do. And by the way, the first few chapters of Genesis over there, we find in chapter 9, God made a covenant with mankind. Got a rainbow out here when it rains and the sun shines. That rainbow is a sign of that covenant. We still have the rainbow. The covenant's still in effect for mankind. That's where we get capital punishment. If a man sheds the blood of another man, his blood shall be shed. By mankind. Not to do and carry out those things by mankind, man will suffer for it. God's people, especially when they refuse to do these things, they'll suffer for it. Again, you reap what you sow. You can't get away from it. What people rebel against today? They rebel against the call of the Holy Spirit. Ye do always resist the Holy Spirit. The call of God to living and serving Christ. They rebel against it. Living a life separate from the world and the ways of the world and the things of the world. God's people resist it. Stewardship. Malachi 3. Verse 8 through 10. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all of the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. We hold back from God that which he's prosperous with. We hold back from God the time that he's given. We use all the time, or the majority of the time, on self and not on God. And also, there's rebellion against the Bible. 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Rebelling against the Word of God. The reason that God hates rebellion, men's rebellion separated him from God, broke the fellowship that God had with him. And God had a sweet fellowship with Adam and Eve. He would meet with them in the garden and walk with them in the garden and fellowship with them in the garden. And had a closeness and a loving bond. And he provided everything for them that they'd not have a want there in that garden. And yet man was not satisfied. When Satan tempted and drew them out, they failed to Satan. And when they did, it separated God from his precious creation. Who are the precious creation of God? Mankind, made in the image and likeness of God. That fellowship was broken. And then God had to kill innocent animals in order to cover their sins. Adam and Eve have fig leaf aprons to cover their sins. That didn't cover them. God had to slay innocent animals in order to cover their sins. Man's rebellion nailed Jesus to the cross. Rebellion sends soul to hell. You rebel against God, your children will follow suit. They will serve God exactly like you do, or they'll not serve God exactly like you don't do. Mark it down. And many of them will die and go to hell because you failed, rebelled against God. Rebellion hinders the Lord's churches. Rebellion especially hinders revival and the working of the Holy Spirit in the midst. People rebel. Why? Because of a lack of love. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my word. If you're not keeping his commandments and his words, you don't love him. Don't tell me you do. Don't try to tell him you do either. He knows better. If you love me, keep my commandments. The country rebels against God. 1 Peter 2, verses 15 through 17. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. That's completely gone from this country and the majority. The home. Ephesians 5, 22 and 23. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Ephesians 6 and verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You young ones want to live a long life, honor and obey your parents. And do it in the Lord. The church. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a man of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Many of God's people take no thought of missing church services, forsaking the assembly. And brother, if you read throughout this 10th chapter, the last part of it in particular, you're going to find that God takes it seriously. Anything that he says, you're trampling the blood of Jesus underfoot, it's something that needs to be taken seriously. And we'll suffer if we don't. Sinners must keep the commandment to repent of their sins. That's lost sinners and that's saved sinners. He commands all men. That includes everyone. He commands all men to repent. When one truly repents and by faith trusts him, he'll save them. When a child of God truly repents, turns from sin and self, turns to him with all of their heart, he'll forgive them and he'll cleanse them of all unrighteousness. He suffered, he bled and died that we might have that way of overcoming ourselves and pulling ourselves out of rebellion. Need to look to Jesus. Brother, as we stand, would you come? What shall we sing? Invitation. This question is for each and every one of us. Are you ready for him to come? If you're not, you can be ready in a short time. Just take it to Him, and He'll make you ready. Amen. I hope and trust that if you're not, you're willing to come to the Lord and let Him make you ready. Change of heart is the only thing and the only way that a life can truly be changed and turned around. Man cannot control and rule his heart. The Lord can, does, and He can make those changes through the heart when you're willing to let Him. So look, Lord, dismissal prayer, joining those in the altar.